Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Ms. Michi 101, where each week I bring you an influential entrepreneur that you should know. This week is no different. I have special guest Sonya Williams joining me, and she is the founder of Amir Cosmetics, okay? I'm very excited to talk to her. I actually connected with her through our guest that we had last week, Jasmine from Ruts to Go. And, you know, it's really important. We are expanding and growing our brand. So, Sonya, I'm so happy to have you on the show today. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I have how you all can follow her. So make sure that you hit her up on Facebook and Instagram at Amir Cosmetics and shop with her, okay? Because I already took a look before we got started, and I already see a few things I need to add to my basket. So yeah, I want to go ahead and jump right in. I'll keep the following information at the bottom so that anyone that tunes in with us, they'll be able to go and support you. But You've been in the game for a while, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, I really want you, I think it's important because, you know, of course, I had the information, but take me through your journey from when you started in 2014 and kind of bring us into 2021.
Okay. So back in 2014, I had this very great big idea of wanting to have my own lipstick line.
Okay.
I didn't really give it too much thought about exactly what it was I wanted, where I wanted the company to go, or I just wanted to have lipstick.
Okay.
So I made my very first purchase as far as like samples.
Okay.
And the colors were cute. They were okay.
Okay.
So I did that, but I wasn't, I guess, too enthused by it a little bit.
Okay. It didn't move you.
It didn't move me at all.
Okay.
But I did have one customer, and that was my god sister's brother-in-law. He bought every single color.
Okay.
And he was, you know, I didn't have a price for what I wanted to sell it for, anything. He was just like, just give me a price. And I was like, okay, $8.
Right.
And I don't know why 8 was the number, but
okay,
I told him $8, and he bought every color for his girlfriend. And I was like,
right,
that worked. But I wasn't focused. I wasn't, like I said, moved by too much. I didn't take it serious or anything.
Okay.
So I just let it fall to the wayside. I'm about to kill this child. Then
look, I'm Miss Michi 101. They be in the background. They like, we want to be a part.
Man. But so I named it Colors Fab.
Okay.
Don't know where the name came from. But you nothing was really
ask you. I wanted to know, like, where did you draw inspiration from the first name before you changed it?
I have no clue.
Okay.
I just wanted a bunch of colors and I just Colors Fab was just it.
Yeah.
But it was just the beginning of something that I really didn't see too much into it. Like I said, it didn't move me. I didn't care too much about it.
Okay.
So moving forward, or fast forward into 2019, kind of like in 2017, 2018, a friend of mine by the name of Jessica, me and her, we started to grow our friendship through makeup.
Okay.
We would always talk about makeup, and then I had went to school to do nails too. So
yeah, I see your nails over there.
Like our long nights, because she stayed next door to my mom.
Okay.
And at the time I was living with my mom. So long nights, whether it was 12 o'clock at night, 4 o'clock in the morning, we up, we talking, doing our girls talk, and I'm either doing nails or we talking about makeup or doing makeup. So we just got the love for that. And that's pretty much how we connected and became very, very close friends.
Okay.
So I was like, hey, that's probably something I could add as for a service. Because at the time, I'm like, okay, I want to do nails.
Right.
And thought it was something that I would add to my service. I started going to YouTube University is what I call it.
Okay.
Because you learn everything from YouTube.
They sure will.
It'll teach you everything. If you want to learn how to change your oil, it's going to teach you.
Absolutely.
So just, doing that or whatever. And then I was like, that's something I could do. So now at this time, I'm a makeup artist / nail tech. So I'm doing everything.
Okay. So this was away from, you had already stepped away a little bit from
the cosmetics, wanting to be a business owner, all of it. I just was makeup, and it was makeup and nails.
Okay.
But I ended up picking it back up after she passed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in May of 2019.
Okay.
So July of 2019, I picked up the cosmetic thing, but I wanted to give it another name that had a lot of meaning, and I wanted it to be different.
Okay.
So I named it Amir Cosmetics because I wanted to have something with my son's name in it.
Okay. That's beautiful.
And I didn't want to call it King Cosmetics because I was like, no.
Yeah. might be a little like, okay, what do we
that's
do here?
A little too much. I'm like, uh-uh. So yeah. I named it, I gave it his middle name, which was Amir Cosmetics, and I just wanted it to have more meaning because now makeup means more to me than what it did before.
Yeah.
And it was my way of honoring her.
Absolutely.
In a way.
Absolutely.
And so I wanted the name to mean a lot. I wanted to make sure this was something that I wanted to do. And my days were, that wasn't my good days. I found peace in it and doing the makeup and trying to find vendors and create a palette. What colors I wanted, the textures. Yeah. And I just started to get really, really deep into makeup.
Okay.
So I picked it back up in July. But then September 2019 came, and then that's when my grandmother passed.
Yeah.
So I had to put it in the back of me, or let it fall to the wayside again.
Exactly.
And just so happened, makeup was another thing that connected me to my grandmother. She was the first person to do my makeup for my prom.
Okay.
So, and she was makeup queen.
Okay.
Never caught her without makeup.
She said her makeup will be beat at all times.
At all times, just to go work at the VA hospital in the pharmacy. She had her makeup.
Okay.
You never caught her without it. So I did her makeup for the funeral, and I didn't quite know exactly how I was going to feel about it or what my emotions was going to be. Right. But again, this time I found peace in doing it again.
Absolutely.
So now makeup started to mean way much more than what it did before.
I would imagine.
And it was my way of connecting my connection with my friend, Jessica, as well as my grandmother. And so the name also had a meaning to it as well. And then I just went full-fledged with Amir Cosmetics.
You know, I thank you for sharing that, Sonya, because this is the thing. What a lot of people don't realize is that, you have some people that are just destined. They're like, I'm going to be a CEO. I'm going to make millions and millions of dollars. But most of us, our motivation, we have to turn our pain into purpose. Yep. You know, I mean, I can even think for myself. I mean, I lost my grandmother around the same time, actually a month before. And I just remember that I felt like so defeated. I'm like, I just want to be done. I want to walk away from everything. But it's like, it is the difference when you can say, you know what? I'm going to turn what it is that I'm going through and these things that I'm feeling. Because let's be honest, when you lose someone of significance like that, there's some depth. despair that you go through at that time, but being able to push through it only evolves your purpose. So I think sharing that, because there's so many people, they don't like to talk about those dark moments, but I think that that's really what propels us to take it to the next level.
Yeah, you always have to turn your pain into some type of pleasure.
That's right.
You don't let it defeat you at no cost. Yes, it's okay to sit in it because we human. We're going to mourn.
That's right.
But you don't stay there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You figure out a way to get up and just keep on going. You might not start in point A, but whatever point you started, as long as you started. And you figure out the rest as you go on. And so with doing that and keeping that in mind or using it as my strategy to keep on going, that's basically what I did. And then not to mention, after losing my grandmother, losing my best friend in May of 19, then my grandmother September of 19, and then my grandfather December of 19. So it was just a lot. So I wanted to just try to, I took my time to mourn and accept the fact that these three people that was a huge part of my support system is gone. I got to figure out a way to continue to live with that, but I got to keep going.
Exactly.
And so that's what I did. And then everything just starts to mean a lot more to you. You start to find a purpose in doing a whole lot of things. So you just keep it.
I want to know, you know, just from you, you know, now that you kind of, it sounds like you got back in your groove and you're doing, you know, you're doing it up. Like I checked out the products. I was like, she's got everything. Oh my gosh, she needs a place to order. But, you know, what would you say from your perspective has been your greatest accomplishment since you relaunched?
So I had this thing where I wanted to have a great ambassador. I wanted to have, public representatives like PRs. I was able to create my very first, eyeshadow palette. So my greatest accomplishment is just having support from other people that I have no clue who they are.
And finding
people just to connect with. My grand ambassador for Amir Cosmetics is this wonderful, wonderful soul by the name of Gabby Williams here in St. Louis.
Okay.
And then my PR people came from like this girl named Victoria from Nigeria.
Okay.
This guy named Superio.
Okay.
From Texas.
You had it all over.
Yeah. So my goal in the beginning, like my short-term goal, was to be global, right? And so once I made an Instagram page for Amir Cosmetics and started to reach out to people, that wasn't these individuals that I ended up working with. These was completely different people. But then they ended up finding me and wanting to work with me. So connecting with them has been like one of my biggest accomplishments.
Okay.
And yeah.
No, that's real. I mean, it's amazing how I think a lot of the times, and you tell me if you're guilty of this, when you first start the business, you expect for like everybody that you know, so like your friends and family, you expect them to be like your biggest supporters. And then it's like as time goes by and your business begins to flourish, you recognize that it's people that you never thought would be in that position supporting you. They're the ones that's helping to propel your business.
Oh, yes.
Definitely. I know when I first started, I was like, yeah, y'all gonna share my show? I would tag my friends and everything. And girl, they would be, you know, friends and family. And they would be like, you know, we would prefer if you don't tag us or whatever the case is. And now my platform is gotten to a point where it's like, girl, I don't have to tag nobody. You gonna see me. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to do that no more, you know, but that's amazing. So, you know, shout out to the Amir Cosmetics team. Okay.
Yes. I first thought that, had that same thought, like my family gonna be there, like my friends, like, you know, what we consider our day ones. Support, they gonna repost, they gonna buy, they gonna do this, they gonna do that,
and they don't be none of that.
I did have now my mom and my sisters, and I've had a few friends or people from like Instagram, Facebook to still purchase. But I could definitely say my sisters, and then both of my sisters, and my god sister Mika.
Okay.
I think they
you said they support you both.
Yeah, because okay. It could be I need some lashes. You got me. Like it's 10 o'clock at night. The store is closed.
Right, but come pick these lashes up.
Yeah, go get them yourself.
Absolutely.
And yeah, so it's my support is it's pretty much solid when it comes to them, my immediate family, and I have a few cousins that supports, and I have one cousin who's starting her rap career. So anytime she calls, even when I wasn't good in doing makeup, she still called me. So she still called me today as I got better.
Okay.
Makeup, but
you gotta have your day ones. You know they are important because you know, and especially it's like when they know you and they know what your vision is and what you're trying to do. You know they can kind of help you with that alignment of moving forward. So you gotta have your day ones for sure. Yep.
Absolutely.
So now you know we talked about the highs. We've talked about the accomplishments. One thing that I usually like to touch on with my guests that come on is what have been, you know, and you already have kind of you shared a lot, but what were some challenges for you business-wise that you felt like it tried to stop you along the way?
So you got to spend a whole lot of money to make money.
Yeah.
Especially, I think that's with any business.
Absolutely.
And, sometimes it takes a while for you to see the money that you spent come back times 10.
Absolutely.
So that had been a very big challenge, a challenge for me. That's kind of been like one of my low points. And it happens frequently, but I just keep going because exactly. There may be days where I don't get no sales. It may be days or months or weeks that I don't get not one sale, not even a lip gloss. It could be very discouraging at times, but you just got to remember like what you're doing it for.
Absolutely.
If you're just doing it just for the money, then
it's not gonna last.
It's not gonna last, and then it's just a waste of time. So my lowest point in being a business owner, entrepreneur, is not making the money that you spent. And I've spent some money.
I bet. Girl, you in the beauty industry. And, you know that's so hard, okay?
And trying to, you know, find the right vendors, finding the right people to, you know, work with to try to create your vision or make your vision come to life. So that's something within itself.
Absolutely.
Because you trying to explain to somebody your vision, but your vision is your vision. And sometimes, a lot of times, trying to explain it doesn't make sense to other people.
That's right.
But the people that I've been working with, it's been great.
Absolutely.
And we gonna keep it that way.
Yes, you will. So, speaking that all over Amir Cosmetics, period.
Yes. But they've been a very big help, and it get frustrating sometimes because sometimes it just be feeling like I'm repeating myself. And it's like, it works.
It definitely works. Is. And I thank you for your honesty as far as that's concerned, because you know. I don't know. I just feel like, you know, like I told you before we started recording, I really wanted to do, you know, this platform specifically to really talk more in depth with entrepreneurs because we all go through a lot of the same struggles. Mm-hmm. And nobody likes to be open. It's just like, yeah, I'm making money. I sold out this week. And it's just like, did you really? Because I know that, like, I have a sunglasses collection. Mm-hmm. Girl, you know, I mean, right now we're in the Chicagoland area, baby. The sun is hiding. We can go 20 to 30 days. You know, no sun. But when you open up and you have those conversations, I can talk to another business owner and they're just like this. Well, you need to be targeting Florida. You need to be targeting Cali. You know, we can have those conversations. So, you know, you've just been so open about those things. And I think it is really important.
Like, yeah, that is very important. Especially with people that's trying to start a business. Don't think that just because you see your number one company selling out, or they constantly getting sales, or they have 100,000 followers on Instagram.
Right.
That means absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Because just because they have 100,000 followers on Instagram does not mean that they're getting 100,000 sales.
Say it again for the people in the back.
That does not mean you're getting those 100,000 sales.
That's right.
And just because you see somebody selling out, they go on their website and they sell out, you just got to learn the strategy, number one, on how to sell out.
That's right.
And how much you need to do to sell out. And right. It took a lot to sell out.
Yeah,
you're not gonna sell out your first 6 months. You might not sell out your first year.
Right, that's not realistic.
It's not realistic. It may be realistic to some, but how much work did they put in for them to sell out in their first 6 months? So your work ethic got to be the shit. Excuse my language, but it got to be there in order for you to sell out in 6 months or have $1 million business within a year. It doesn't matter. It just depends on you. But if you're not putting in the work that's needed for you to be that, then you're not going to reap the benefits of having a sold out business.
That's right. That's right. No, I mean, and that's real. I mean, you know, so I talked to some entrepreneurs that are just like, hey, go for it. It doesn't matter if you've got everything together. And then I talk to some entrepreneurs that are like, you know what? No, take your time, build the proper foundation, and do what you need to do. As an entrepreneur, from your perspective, which side do you kind of fall on? Do you think that you should like just kind of go for it and figure the rest out along the way? Or should there be more time taken before you launch a new business?
Ooh, I kind of did both.
Okay. I'm
kind of
in the middle of that spectrum.
Yeah, I kind of did both, but I knew what I wanted.
Okay.
So at first, Amir Cosmetics was just strictly makeup.
Okay.
I didn't have makeup brushes. I didn't have accessories as far as like phone cases or like the little mini mirrors. Yeah. I didn't have that. I just wanted strictly makeup.
Okay.
So that's how I started. Like, okay, I knew what it was,
right,
what I was going to do. I knew I wanted to do different colors, make sure the textures was good, pigmentations, all of that. Then as time went on, I'm like, I could add skincare. I could add hair care.
Right.
All of it falls up under cosmetics.
Yeah, you know, I was gonna ask. I'm like, what you got coming for us in 2021?
So I'm like, I could add those things, but I first started off with just having a plan, and then I added as I went along,
absolutely,
or as going along. So I just say, just have a plan and stick to it.
That's right.
And even though it may get a little frustrating, or it might not quite work out the way that you want it to, but still go through with it.
Absolutely.
If you can't go forward, if you got to make a left, then a right, then go back on track, do it that way. But just do not go in and not having a plan, not having a clue of what it is that you're doing.
Absolutely.
Because doing that, I mean, you ain't gonna find a path. You ain't gonna have a passion for it. You're not gonna find a love for it. You just gonna be doing it, really, and you just exactly. Out. It's just like, the hell with it. I'm over it.
We're done. We're leaving this behind.
We're done. That's it. Only thing you gonna say is like, well, at least I tried. But you ain't tried hard enough.
Exactly. You like, it's got to be more effort put in. It's got to be.
Yes, absolutely.
So look, before I let you get out of here, I got to know this, because we're in a trying time. We are in the middle of a pandemic. It's been, we're coming up on about a year that we've been dealing with this, if not more, because hell, we don't know what's going on. But what are you doing to stay motivated during these times?
I am just working on business, finding different things to add to it, creating new things. My skincare, hair care, and my lip gloss is homemade. So that keeps me busy.
Okay.
More than enough. Okay. And then, I mean, as you can tell, I got this 3-year-old running around here, so that he keeps me busy.
Miss Michi loves
amongst all things. So keeping him busy, well, being busy with him, and then I still have, the business. I still have family.
Yeah.
So all of that keeps me busy. But as far as the business side of it, just finding new things to create and add to it. And like I said, skincare and hair care is made at home. Yeah. So I'm testing new things, making sure that they're going to do the things that I say they're going to do for my customers. I try it on me. I try it on my son. I try it on my fiance. I get it to my sister. So I would definitely send you guys. So you gotta send me your mailing address, and I got you. I'm going to send you a whole package.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be some stuff in there. So,
girl, look, and I love music. I do brand. I'm a brand ambassadorships with businesses and everything too. And it's really important. I'm gonna tell you what it is. I'm like, look, if you ashy as hell, this is gonna help you. It's needed. You gotta have people that's gonna give you that honest feedback about the product. You know, I'm excited for the expansion of your line. You know, I already looked at the site. You know, we got it on there. I definitely want you to give us the information. But, I looked on there and you've got some really good stuff, Sonya. Like, it's good.
Thank you.
Really, really good. So,
yes, I'm going to revamp that as well. I'm going to be adding the skin products as well as the hair. We just have hair oil right now.
Okay.
To help with strengthen your hair, breakage, dandruff.
Okay.
A little bit of growth.
Need some edge stuff. I know I need my edge. Yeah.
So that definitely helped with that. The skin, I gotta tell this. So the skincare came from inspiration from my sister and my fiance. So my fiance, he has really bad dandruff. Like, dude, it's horrible. It's not like so he has to wash his hair, I think maybe like 2 or 3 times a week.
Okay.
To just, get it together. And then my sister, my youngest sister, well, I'm the oldest. So my youngest sister, Jamira, I don't know what it is with her skin, but it's like she could take a bath, sit, soap, marinate, all of that. Use the soap, and then she'll still come out itching horribly.
That's horrible.
So I'm like, it gotta be the products and the soap that she used. And she has tried every single soap.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm gonna create her something with some natural stuff in it, some herbs.
Right. Not all that extra girl.
Stuff out of there. So I created, which is why I wanted to ended up adding on the skin and the hair, and then just found fun in it as well. So we definitely adding all that for people with those type of issues.
Right. Be like, hey, if it's dry and itchy, and people have, this is the thing, especially within our community, we deal with so many things. We got all this beautiful melanin going on. We got to make sure.
Got to take care of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
To take care of it.
Before you leave me, I know I got a song on here. Let us know how we can follow you, support, if you look open to collaborations, pop up, give us all, girl. Let me know.
Yes. So collaborations, I'm totally up, open for them. You can email me at AmirCosmetic2019 And it's spelled AMIR. And then it's cosmetic, COSMETIC. And then 2019@gmail.com. Okay. Or you could just DM me on Instagram at AmirCosmetics_. And it's spelled the same way.
Okay.
AmirCosmetics.com. And it's spelled AmirCosmetics.com.
I was hoping that I got that right. I was like,
yes, this. Like, yes. I added two S's. I don't know. I just felt like adding two S's. Let's make it look cute.
Why not?
I don't know. Just was cute for me. But yes, so any one of those, I'm gonna punch you. So any one of those, you can definitely hit me up for collaborations.
Okay.
Whether if it's Instagram or
girl, he want to get
him. No, the problem. He don't get away. So you could definitely email me, hit me up on Instagram, one of the two, for collaborations, sales, exclusive promotions. I think I'm gonna start it. So I have a TikTok for my own self. I just got the fun of doing it.
I have a TikTok too. I love it.
So I wanted to do in the near future. I'm gonna just do like exclusive like discounts, whether if it's 10% or 20% off.
Exclusively through TikTok.
Either there, or if you go to the website and just sign up for the email, it'll be definitely for the email, the people on the email list. So even if you don't go purchase, just sign up for the email, sign up on the email list. Because a lot of my promotions and exclusive discounts and stuff like that will be always sent to people on the email list.
Okay. Let me go sign up. Let me go subscribe.
I most definitely do that. But if nothing else, if it's something public, it'll definitely be on the Instagram page. And then I just promote it on my personal page on Instagram, which is _SonyaWilliams.
Okay.
That's it. But yeah, so yeah, they can follow me. Again, please sign up for the email list.
Y'all better subscribe and get these special deals now. We keep talking about dropping these details, girl. They be playing and then be asking you for a discount in your DM. Be like, baby, did you subscribe?
Did you subscribe? Because I know when I first started, I did like, if you signed up for the email list, I did like a 50% off on the website for like 2 days. But you know, you either got it. The 50% off through being on the sign up to the email list, or you just got the regular 10% off, just was free public to everybody. So people could have took advantage of it.
This is the last question. So I want to know, because everyone, every business owner has it. What's your favorite product?
Ooh. It's going to be this kid in a minute if we keep on. get away. My favorite product, I have two.
Okay.
And my favorite, I got more than two. So my favorite product is the Kori lip gloss. It looks like it's a brown, but it goes with our skin tone. No matter which skin tone you are, it pops up as a, it just blends.
I love it. I love it.
It blends.
Let me head over to the site now.
So definitely Kori.
Absolutely.
I love our liquid highlighter shade Mocha.
Okay. I was looking at that. At the highlighter.
Mocha is my favorite. And then I have my lashes in style Nene, which is named after my little sister because it was just so her.
That was her.
And things like this, everybody's favorite too, because I'm running low on Nene. But Nene lashes style, and then I love the Wicked lashes, which was my grandmother's nickname.
Thank you.
It was Wicked.
All of my suggestions of what I need. But no, I'm so thankful that you were able to join me today and just, you know, being open and talking about your experience. And, you know, I wish you much continued success. I'm excited about
it. Thank you.
Yes, girl. Yes, I'm excited for you. And you make sure you look. Keep me and keep the VP Media code.
I am. So when I revamp the website packaging, I'm revamping everything, okay, as well as adding those new products to the website. And then I'm going to send you your package, and I would love to come back and, you know, talk about those things, as well as I was watching I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. I think it was Friday. And you talked about having an all-women's panel to be able to talk to other people that's, you know, about business, or even if it's about life, doesn't matter. Because business and life goes together, because they both...
You can't have one without the other.
One without the other, exactly.
So
I would definitely love to be a part of that.
You know, I got to bring my St. Louis sisters now. We sisters.
Yes.
Now. I'm coming through in May for the fashion show. So I hope to see you.
Yes. Please let me know. I will be relocating though, because I won't be in St. Louis.
Okay.
But I'll be coming back and forth. I'll be coming back and forth. Yes. Okay. I would definitely be coming back and forth. I've manifested for me to be traveling all over, speaking to women. Doing inspirational groups and stuff like that. So I would love to come back, whether it's here in St. Louis or coming to Chicago. Doesn't really matter to me. I will be, all you got to do is email me and let me know the date, and I am on my way.
If you didn't hear it, so okay. Speaking engagement, if y'all, just in case if y'all didn't catch that.
Oh, they called it. I'm ready.
Absolutely.
I'm definitely ready.
Well, I thank you so much for joining me. Thank you everyone for tuning in. Make sure that you all go and follow Sonya, follow Amir Cosmetics, and shop if you can. It's me, your girl, Ms. Michi. Make sure you follow me on all social platforms at Ms. Michi, MZMETCHI. I know you see it. And be sure to follow the Blueprint Media Company on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter at the BP Media Co. I appreciate everyone for tuning in, and we'll be back next week. We're actually going to have our sponsor, Faye Porter. She's going to be on talking about Black Dollar Day and how you can be a part of the financial protest to go against police brutality. So make sure that you all are tuning in. It's definitely one that you don't want to miss. Bye. See y'all later.